Okay, sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record? Just one second, sir. Okay, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 4th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I'm representing myself today.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We are authorized for a two-member panel this afternoon, as it only requires two voting members for a revocation hearing. With us, we have the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing and also the acting board chairman. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Wayne and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, I was asking, I was basically reading, asking, swearing him in. Can you hear me?
Yes, so Mr. Lane, they're asking you to say that you saw to swear to tell the truth on that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Lane, can you hear me?
Thank you.
This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated your supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a couple of ways your company as follows. Violation of condition number 12 as demonstrated by you leaving your approved residence at 3122 North 37th Street, Unit Number 7 in Phoenix, in Maricopa County on about March 9, 2018 and not reporting in person to the Mesa Regional Parole Office by the next business morning. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Lane, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Lane's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Seconded
by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Lane, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain online, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Westby.
On February 7th, 2018, Mr. Lane was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 14th, 2018 by Salt River Tribal PD on a suspicious person call when he was located underneath a freeway bridge. He was back in DOC custody May 14th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of August 14th, 2018, which reflects 66 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated assault, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 1988, kidnapping, 14 years. 1988, burglary, 7-8, 10 years. 1988, theft, 10 years. 1988, aggravated robbery, 10 years. 1988, burglary, first degree, 10.5 years. 1988, aggravated assault, 7.5 years. 2000, escape, second degree, 4 months. 2005, aggravated assault, 1.5 years. 2007, theft of a credit card, 1.5 years. 2011, aggravated assault, 3.5 years. This is his fifth term in DOC, CUIR score 5.5, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, TIS release completion, 1 month. 2005, TIS release completion, 2 months. 2008, TIS release, abstained, 8 days. Waived CUCD in custody. His disciplinary violations are significant and lengthy, with violence, arson, possession of weapons, and indecent exposure noted. His community risk score, under arrest, 1985, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 2011, dangerous drug violation, Arizona. No charges filed. 2011, aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G3B5.
Thank you, Mr. Wesby. Back to you, Mr. Lane. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to reside in mental health, residential placement secured by assigned mental health team, CBIF ACT 1 team. You're approved to reside at 3122 North 37th Street, unit number 7. On March 9, 2018, you left your approved residence without requesting or receiving approval to move to a new address. So, Mr. Lane, where were you living after that?
Well, I just been homeless. I did my sentence was expired, worked in my community, and I didn't know what to do. And I didn't know that. I was making a mistake on my handgun. And when I was picked up, I saw on my handgun that my time was supposed to be expired according to the community. And I just couldn't. I didn't know why they don't want to see me, but I found out where the mistake was, and now I can, whatever, this reinstate or whatever, I don't understand.
Thank you. Are we working it all, sir?
No, sir. I was trying to work back the shop. I was trying to go down to the shop on 57 and that was complete my job, but I never made it down there. I just couldn't figure out why I was going through this, and I tried to explain it to my board officer that my finger was assault, and when I found out I was in the DOC, it shows clearly that my time was starting 6 months into my time, and my time was supposed to be up, but I can go a little bit now. I can understand why, but now I do.
Okay. It looks like that you referred to some mental health wellness and anger management programming, and that you did not complete these programs. So what happened, Mr. Wayne?
I just was so stressed out, I just went homeless, that I don't know why I was doing the classes, but I think in the back of my mind, I think I did make time frames for the past 6 years, and from 2011, and I couldn't understand. I had to go down to the courts and explain it again, but the book was broke out already, and then they were going to call and places that I have booked and are written community bridges to try to get some help. And it was just so stressful. I have a history of a lawyer, this officer that I'm going to go down and get care of it, and I wouldn't do that. But I still couldn't figure out why the time went into chaos for my fee agreement to get and still be on probation when my police officer wants to come and see me 3 to 4 times in 1 month, and it's still so weird. I don't know, you know, but so weird that I didn't see her once, but I still couldn't get an understanding as to why my
okay, sir. Well, unfortunately, your bill had not ended yet. We have you as having absconded for 66 days. So what were you doing during that time? Were you homeless?
I just looked on the streets. You know, I didn't know what to do. I was so bothered, and I didn't know what to do. And what I understand now, what a mistake was made, is just if I can keep in contact with the courts this time when I get out to try to get an explanation as to why in allowing the book in the OC following in my signature on my children.
Okay, sir. It should be noted that you only have really about a month and a half left of your prison sentence before you're released without community supervision. But I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
No.
I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Lane, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you want to say?
Okay, I just have a debt. I signed a lease with a lifeboat program in my apartment for a whole year at 3122 37th Street, and I still have the apartment open. I have a place to go, and I just leave it in your guys' hands at the bottom.
Okay, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. They sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain online, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Lane. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is a tragic and unfortunate case. I recognize that Mr. Lane has some personal struggles. It looks like that he was referred to some mental wellness treatment that he was not able to complete, and he ended up homeless. And I will say, with only a month and a half left of his prison sentence, I think this time might be best spent for him putting together a plan for his return to the community, and hopefully we will not see him again in Orange, but that's where I'll begin the discussion.
I agree.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information that's been provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1031, our discussion with Mr. Lane, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Lane was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the Timber Laser Company.
Seconded
by Mr. Neal. Mr. Lane, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about August 14th, 2018. Again, that's pretty close to about a month and a half away. So we encourage you to put together a plan for your return to the community, a safe return, and to seek any treatment that's available to you. In the meantime, we encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. And we do want to see you have a successful and safe return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Lane, we'd appreciate it if you'd give the notify your CO3 to speak with us. But this will conclude your hearing. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Can we talk to your CO3?